This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
I'm World Lutheran News Digest host Kip Allen. Tragedy was averted August 21st on a train from Amsterdam to Paris when a would-be Islamic terrorist was foiled in its attempt to massacre train passengers. He was stopped by the quick action of three young American friends who attacked the heavily armed terrorist, disarmed him, and then tied him up for authorities. One of the three was cut by the terrorist, who managed to shoot one passenger who also tried to help. The three Americans were lifelong friends, including Oregon National Guardsman Alex Carlatos, who's a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I speak with Pastor Andrew Farhat, who's the minister for the Scarlato family in Roseburg, Oregon.
And now today's Fast Track.
Here's news in brief of interest to Lutherans worldwide. Public school officials at the small Kansas town of Chanute are trying to find a new home for a portrait of Jesus after a civil liberties group demanded its removal from the town's middle school. Local churches and other groups are offering to house the portrait, which had hung in the school since at least the 1950s. Community leaders are working to diffuse anger over its removal. The district's new superintendent ordered it taken down from Royster Middle School after the Freedom for Religion Foundation notified him that the display in the public school amounted to what it called an egregious violation of the First Amendment. A well-known Chinese Christian lawyer has been out of contact for several days after having been taken away by government workers in an eastern province where local authorities are under a deadline to remove the Christian symbol, the cross, from church roofs. The Beijing law firm had received no word from Zhang Kai, and neither had his family. Zhang had been providing legal counsel for churches in the province in their resistance to the government order, which has been criticized as unconstitutional and infringing on their right of religious freedom. Zhang and his assistant were in a church in the city of Wenzhou on Tuesday night when they were taken away by government workers. Local Christian leaders have said that at least 11 pastors and church members have been taken away by the police in the last week. The Vatican has given its backing to a central Rome square being named after Martin Luther. Luther was excommunicated in 1521. Next month, the hilltop square in Rome is due to be renamed for him in memory of Luther's achievements. The site chosen is on the Appian Hill in the park area that overlooks the Colosseum. Mozambican Lutherans celebrated a major milestone on August the 9th as Concordia Lutheran Church Mozambique celebrated its first graduating class of eight pastors. The event drew significant local and national attention, with more than 1,000 people gathered for the ordinations, including local dignitaries, and national television gave 10 minutes coverage to the event. The Concordia Lutheran Church Mozambique is a young church body, and prior to this year's graduating class, had no pastors of its own. World Lutheran News Digest will be back right after these messages.
Book Talk is for all who like books about the Christian faith, and there are so many of them, old books, new books, classic books. Jiminy Durante says it well.
I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to
That's
bear.
What we do on Book Talk. Remember the day we read the book and chat about it with its author. Join us live, streaming, archived.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
Facebook is one of the biggest social media instruments for checking out what is going on with Worldwide KFUO. On our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFUO Radio, you'll see us posting pictures, online videos, show information, as well as reviews and previews of events at KFUO. Worldwide KFUO, we are where you are, on Facebook at facebook.com/KFUO Radio. The worldwide leader of confessional Lutheranism, Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Cross Defense, the apologetic show for inquiring minds of all ages. Cross Defense airs Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. on air, online, on demand, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for Issues Etc. weekday afternoons from 3 to 5. Issues Etc. is a live call-in show with a twofold purpose. First, we defend and teach the truths rediscovered during the Reformation, grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. Second, we challenge today's postmodern culture with its unbiblical ideology.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO Radio.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. Это всемирные лютеранские новости.
I'm Kip Allen, host for World Lutheran News Digest. With me today, my guest is Pastor Andrew Farhat, who is the pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Roseburg, Oregon. Pastor, you, one of your parishioners has been in the news recently. What has happened?
Well, you know, I was on vacation last week, and I got a text message from Alex Skarlatos' stepmother, Karen, and she indicated that he had disarmed a terrorist in France, and that God protected him from that, and she was very thankful. So everyone has heard about this news now, and he did an awesome job of just acting very courageously with two other friends of his that were also in the military. And since then, he has become an internationally renowned hero, and he's spoken with President Obama and Vice President Biden, and there are, of course, other news outlets that have invited him on to speak. So just it's just been an amazing span of events in the last week.
Can you recount exactly what happened on board that train, as has been related to you, sir?
You know, I have not investigated at all in detail, but what I understand is he was on that train with his friends, and they saw this guy come on, and the terrorist, I guess, was not shy about the weapons that he had with him, and they saw him pull out an AK-47 to get going with what he was going to do, and Alec just said, let's go take care of this guy, and then one of his friends went first and got to him before he could shoot, and then the rest of them took over, and I think there was a scuffle, and one of his friends got injured. However, three against one, they managed to beat this guy pretty badly so that he wasn't able to do any damage to other people.
Actually, I understand there was one French-American who was shot by this man in the neck, and the one of Alex's friends actually saved his life despite being injured himself by a guy who was a medic in the Air Force, and was able to administer sufficient first aid to keep this man alive until they came to a station. It was
that's awesome.
It really is. It truly is. One of the things I noticed about Alec, I'm reading a quote here from him, was that it wasn't a conscious decision. We didn't even have time to think. We just acted. This has struck me in a number of different ways. I mean, first of all, these are American servicemen. They're trained to do that. Secondly, these are post 9/11 Americans, and perhaps I think the days of hijacking U.S. airliners are over. And finally, he acted, I think, as a Christian and as a Lutheran did, in the highest terms. He put himself at risk to save others, to save strangers, as well as himself. From a Lutheran point of view, how do you view this?
I think it's awesome. And, you know, as Lutheran Christians, we do believe in the vocation of soldiers. So we are not pacifists that believe Christians should not have any involvement in the military, because we see, for example, John the Baptist encouraging soldiers to be soldiers with integrity as they do what they're called to do. And so also there is a mega theme in the scriptures of protecting the lives of the innocent. So what we see with Alec is as a follower of Christ and as a Lutheran Christian, he acted in such a way that was faithful to God because of his vocation as a serviceman, but then also as he helped to protect innocent lives from being harmed by a Muslim terrorist.
The town of Roseburg is a relatively small town. Does everybody know these people? Are you familiar with them personally from your congregation? Can you tell us anything about the family?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Roseburg is a small city, about 20,000 in southern Oregon. And Alex's family came to St. Paul Lutheran Church and School. He came to our church in 2011. They actually transferred from a congregation that was a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Synod in 2011. Yeah, so they went through the gospel class, which is our new member class, and I became very close friends with Alex's parents in our church. Sometimes the pastor has, you know, people that are closer to him than others, and Alex's parents happen to be close to me.
What type of people are they? Obviously, they saw something in the Missouri Synod. I suspect perhaps it's the certainty that we have of the catechism and of God's message. What type of people are they?
Yeah, their previous church was just shrinking, and there were some issues there, so they decided to make a change. But they're great people. They're awesome people. They're very faithful in their attendance. They're very receptive to the Word of God, and they love the Word. They love to be people of the Word. And then also, I think they are also conservative politically as well. So I think they're just really thankful that their son acted with great courage, and I think they feel honored that he did this.
Well, I believe Alex's father, Emmanuel, was on an MSNBC show, and he actually said something to the effect of, it is better to die like a lion than to live like a sheep, and that we have to get over this PC, this political correct attitude, and recognize what's going on for what it is. The administration is still not referring to this as terrorism, is my understanding. They're still, quote, investigating it. And I understand that the captured terrorist himself is saying he merely intended to rob the train and just happened to find a bag of weapons in a park in Belgium.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like Emmanuel as far as, that quote. And Emmanuel is someone that is definitely bold and courageous when it comes to political matters and what's going on, you know, in the world right now. And definitely we see a number of incidences in the world today when it comes to Muslim terrorists. And I think that we would be fools if we did not call it what it is, especially when they're identifying themselves as Muslim terrorists.
Alex, a member of the Oregon National Guard. I believe he actually served in Afghanistan. Is that correct?
That's right.
Did he talk to you about joining the Guard before he did it? Did he ask for any counseling?
I don't recall him ever asking for any counseling regarding that decision. He did, of course, speak with his parents, and I know that Alex's father, Emmanuel, was reluctant at first to give his full blessing because of the uncertainty that goes along with serving in our country. But with the help of faith, Emmanuel gave his blessing, and you know, little did he know that Alex would gain the training necessary to be at the right place at the right time and take care of a terrorist.
And reacted instantly. Apparently he and his friends just, there was no hesitation. They saw this and they reacted. Again, part of the training as military people, and I understand his friends are also quite faithful.
Yes, and I think also it's his character. Alex is someone that when you get to know him, there's not a lot of fear there. You know, he's a very confident man. It's really an inspiration what he did, because as you said, he acted very quickly. He didn't act with fear in terms of, should I do something, should I not, what could happen if I do something. He simply acted with no fear and knowing that he needed to do something. And I think what he did is an inspiration to us all as followers of Christ. And I think some of us operate with fear of man. We fear other people and what they might do to us and what they might say about us. But in the gospel of Jesus, we are told that we are reconciled, redeemed, counted as righteous, forgiven, saved, and set free. And when we have faith in the gospel of Jesus, then we can have no fear and be set free to do God's will. And I believe that's what Alex did.
The idea being that he knew he was redeemed, and he had nothing to fear in death.
As followers of Christ, we only fear God. That's it. And it's a healthy fear of God, if you will, a reverence towards God. But as people who only fear God, we then have nothing else to fear, even death, because we know that our eternal destiny is secure. And so with that fearlessness, if you will, we're really set free to do a lot of cool things as Christians. We can go on mission trips. We can help the poor. We can courageously share the gospel with our neighbors that don't believe. And we can disarm a terrorist if that's the calling that we have at that moment.
Being Christian also has some obligations on us. God expects us to behave in certain ways and do certain things. Jesus himself said, greater love hath no man. And certainly Alec put his life on the line for total strangers.
Absolutely. And I think the scripture passage that you quoted comes from John 15, where Jesus says that greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. And then he called us as his disciples, his friends. And then in 1 John 3:16, it says that we are also to lay down our lives for other people in the family of God as well. And so there's a high calling of sacrificial love inspired by the sacrificial love of Jesus that all Christians have. But if it were not for the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit, certainly we would be unable to do any of that.
In the future, you'll be training, I'm sure, a lot of young men and young women in the way of the Missouri Synod. Will you be using Alec's example as something in your Bible classes and in your catechism classes?
Certainly. I think I'm sure it will come up. I preach every Sunday, and I teach the new members class every Sunday here. A lot of my illustrations have to do with real-life experiences, so I'm sure that this experience will come up probably on more than one occasion.
Are there any plans for Alec to come back to town, or does the National Guard have other plans for him?
As far as I know, and I haven't spoken with Alec or his family about that specific detail recently, but I think that, you know, Alec recently did come back from Afghanistan, so he is, you know, likely to be back in Roseburg soon. And as far as what his next mission will be, that will be to be determined.
But certainly you hope that he will grace the church with his presence.
Absolutely, and I'm sure we will see him soon, and I am sure that our congregation members will be really thankful for what he has done, and I know that many of them are honored, and they've expressed that via social media and also verbally around here.
Pastor, I was hoping that you could explain a little bit more about the actions that were taken from the Christian and from the Lutheran point of view. We talked about how he didn't hesitate. He acted. He knew what he had to do. He knew he was without fear. How would we explain this to someone who is not familiar with our faith?
Well, I think that when we talk about radical Muslim terrorism in our world, we have to, you know, first just identify that there is evil out there. You know, there are people that do want to harm others. And we as followers of Christ and as Lutheran Christians do believe in the vocation of those that serve the state and serve the country. And so we do believe in those vocations. We do believe that Christians can serve in the government, that they can serve as soldiers, that they can serve as police officers, and they can sometimes use force. Romans 13 calls it the sword, if you will, to administer punishment when necessary, to punish evil. And Paul, if I recall, says, you know, if you're doing good things, you don't have to worry about anything. But if you are doing evil things in society, then you should fear, because the government has authority to punish. And so this idea of followers of Christ then being involved in that vocation of administering punishment is also left free in the scriptures. And so a Christian can serve as a soldier. And the idea is that you are protecting society and bettering society by the use of punishment.
Also, one thing that strikes me in the secular world, that we are seeing more increasingly in our own society, is there is a blurring of the concept of right and wrong or good of evil. We Lutherans recognize that there is evil in this world. We do recognize there is a right and a wrong. And I think this is something that is somehow being blurred. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. There definitely is a blurring of that. And definitely the world will tell us is that, you know, if we just get all the right systems in place, we could potentially have this cultural utopia in the world. And, you know, if we just educate and we just love each other, you know, it's all going to work out. And maybe we can negotiate with terrorists and all this stuff. And we're not to judge. That's definitely the most quoted scripture in the Bible now. But what we do see in scripture is that we are expected to make judgments as followers of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:15 says, the spiritual man judges all things. And then in verse 16, it says that we have the mind of Christ. And so we're supposed to be perceptive. We're supposed to be people who know the word, who have knowledge, that know the truth. And as people who have knowledge and have the truth and know truth from the revealed word of God, as revealed through the apostles and prophets, we then are able to not only make judgments, but we're to make really sound judgments about what's going on in society and life. And so definitely with that, we should communicate what we believe. But then as Peter says in 1 Peter 3, we should do it with gentleness and respect. And definitely how we communicate what we believe makes a difference to Peter, so it should make a difference to us as well.
And certainly, we being born into sin and being evil by our own nature without salvation, we recognize what evil is. It touches us every day. It is part of us. But through the redemption, we know that we can defeat it.
Absolutely. We have a sinful nature. Luther called it the bondage of the will, you know, that without the liberation that comes from the Holy Spirit, our wills are in bondage to sin. And so we have a sinful nature. Paul says that without the Holy Spirit, we're children of wrath, which is a pretty strong statement. So we have this sinful nature. It clings to us every day. We know it. We know it's there. We know that it can take over people's lives in this society. But we also know that we have the answer to that, and that's the good news, that Jesus has come to rescue us from this condition and to save us and to pour out his Holy Spirit upon us to liberate us so that we can live a new life in Jesus.
I'm going to bring up a quote here from the U.S. Ambassador to France, the Honorable Jane D. Hartley. She said, "We often use the word hero, and in this case, I know the word has never been more appropriate. They truly are heroes. When most of us would run away, Spencer, Alec, and Anthony ran into the line of fire saying, 'Let's go.' And those words changed the fate of many." Pastor, I can think of no finer honor than to know that these people are among us. They are our brothers and sisters, and that they are saved with us as well.
Absolutely. They did act as heroes. And we believe that in the realm of the civil realm in society, you know, there are heroes, and we should respect them and honor them. And certainly what Alec and his friends did are worthy of our honor and thanksgiving.
Thank you very much for spending the time with me, Pastor Farhat. Alec and his friends, college student Anthony Sadler and Airman First Class Spencer Stone, were awarded the Legion of Honor, France's highest award, by French President François Hollande for their action that day. This is Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest. World Lutheran News Digest will be back right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson, host of Jubilation on Worldwide KFUO. Coming up this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., I'm going to be sharing not only great Christ-centered hymns and songs,
I'm going to be also providing various scriptures for you all about the subject of a real hope. See, when yours is centered in Jesus totally, then you have a hope with no minus sign attached to it. So join me Sunday for great music and a hope with no minus sign. That's Jubilation from 1 to 4 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
There's a special place where rare books from times long ago come alive in your imagination. A special place where you can rediscover values that transcend time itself. A special place of adventure, mystery, and drama that's both old and new at the same time. Lamplighter Theater.
Saturday mornings at 11 on KFUO Radio.
Hi, I'm Pastor William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship. Jesus said some hard things in John 6, and lots of his disciples turned away and stopped following him. He asked the 12 if they wanted to go too. Peter responded for them all, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Words of eternal life, those are the words your Jesus has for you. Join me for the next broadcast of Thy Strong Word, 11 a.m. Central on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
World Lutheran News Digest may be heard every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and again on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Central Time on Worldwide KFUO Radio. It may also be heard anytime streaming online at kfuo.org. Join us again next Saturday for another new edition of World Lutheran News Digest. I'm your host, Kip Allen.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at kfuo.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@kfuo.org.